listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news Thursday, March 30. Water restrictions in Kalgoorlie-Boulder are set to remain in place despite recent rainfall. A report by the council revealed while there has been reductions in consumption, the water crisis remains dire. Mayor John Bowler says the restrictions are bearing fruit.
We were increasing our storage in our dams and we were able to increase our watering on the local ovals the week leading up to the rain anyway. So we're heading in the right direction. We're working with the state and hopefully the federal government.
Goldfields and East Kimberley communities are said to receive a funding boost to help them transition to manage the scrapped cashless debit card. Since it was abolished, statistics reveal a 50% rise in child protection cases and elder abuse in Kalgoorlie-Boulder. The federal government is set to put $16 million aside to combat immediate problems and fill service gaps. There's a push to upgrade the lookout at Mount Charlotte Reservoir to include a retail outlet and a cafe. It was brought up this week at the council meeting to improve the destination for locals and tourists, with all councillors supporting the motion. Mayor John Bowler says he supports the move. Kalgoorlie-Boulder has been struck by an earthquake. A 2.8 magnitude tremor hit the region at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. 70 residents across Hannons, Lamington and South Kalgoorlie reported feeling it. For local sport, there's still a spot up for grabs in the men's Esperance basketball grand final. Tonight, United and the Redcans clash for a chance to face the Blazing Bulldogs in the major on Saturday. Get down to the indoor sports stadium to cheer on your side. Tip-off's at 7:15. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.